welcome to the New Author Podcast with your hosts, Jerry Evanoff and Lindsay Evanoff. The Super Siblings will take you through their days as they write, publish, and market their books. They'll talk about their successes, their mistakes, and everything in between. And occasionally, they'll veer off into tangents that will most likely be discussion of which episode of The Office is their favorite. Seriously, they talk about The Office a lot. So sit back, relax, and prepare to be educated and entertained, but mostly entertained.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the New Author Podcast. Today is November 1st, 2020. This is episode 101, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Lindsay, my sister. Lindsay, I have a question for you. I feel like we should stop this podcast maybe every 3 minutes and just remind everyone to register to vote. Then we could be like every social media platform, YouTube, TV commercial, pretty much everything out there that exists. I was wondering how you felt about that.
Well, I think that people are kind of overloaded with the reminders to vote. I mean, if you click on Instagram, every famous person that you may or may not follow, they're telling you to vote. And a lot of them tell you who you should vote for, which is fun. Yeah. And you know what, the commercials, I just feel like we should just let it go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, just to be on the safe side though, did you register to vote?
I've already voted.
Okay. Just making sure. That's good.
Yeah. We're military. So, our home of record is still Ohio. So we vote by mail.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be voting Tuesday.
I like your shirt.
Oh yeah. You like that?
I'm wearing a sweatshirt that's similar to it.
They both have your name on it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I kind of feel
everybody
like
everybody should wear those.
I feel like I need to get one now that has my name on it, just so I'm not always walking around with your name. I'm walking around with my name occasionally too.
Well, maybe wait until I have more books out, because at this point you have more books out, so you're making more sales.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that goes, because it's starting to fall off.
hate it when that happens.
So I have currently working on book three. I am up. When I say book three, by the way, I actually have three books out there. This is book three in this series. The other one is the prequel that I will be working on after I finish this one. So book three is up 2,619 words to 16,942. I'm still working on this game section, which is really the second section of the book. It's the second part of act one, and I'm doing a four act this time. I feel like I'm going to hit about 125,000 words the way this is going. And
wow.
I don't want to do that. So I'm probably going to write it like normal and then go back. And this game section, I feel like it might be too long. I'll get into that in a little while, but yeah, we'll see how that goes. MailerLite, I'm still at 829 people for about the fourth straight week now, because again, I'm not doing anything in terms of promoting or trying to get people to sign up. I do have an email going out in about 3 hours. In about 2.5-3 hours, that my guess is people will unsubscribe, and I'm all for that. The more people that want to unsubscribe, the better. Let's get that number down and get those people that have zero opens to not be there anymore.
Yeah.
Again, a week with no golf. The weather stunk yesterday morning. It's pretty much rained for about two straight weeks here. And the bad thing about it raining is that November is now on the calendar, which means that rain's going to turn to snow, which also is actually, there's kind of a not bright side, but it's not so bad this year as it's been for the last 13 or 14 with snow with me. So,
Well, I'm just going to say, you know, down here in Georgia, we don't have that problem, and you could basically golf year round. And to make it even more convenient for you, the house on the corner, which is an adorable house, the people there that live there, they had an Ohio State flag up and they had Ohio license plates. They just recently moved. And then in February, my neighbor next door is putting his house up for sale. So, you know, I'm trying to make it real easy for you to golf year round.
Yeah. I mean, the financial update is looking good. I made another dent in the credit card and I'm down to where I'll be able to pay it off in December now. But I'm still not there yet.
What if you moved down here and rented while you fixed up your house in Ohio?
I really like my job. My full-time job.
You can do it from home.
And it pays really well. So I'm not sure that would work. There's really a lot to think about there.
I don't know.
One of these days.
I think you're just being lazy.
that's definitely a safe bet. I will probably be playing 18 though next Saturday. And it might be the last one of the year, because this week it's supposed to start snowing tonight going into tomorrow. It'll end before tomorrow when I get up. It'll just be in the middle of the night, but then it's going to be in the 50s and 60s the rest of the week. So we'll have one more nice week, and then that could be it. You never know.
That's just not okay. I mean, here, I'm just going to throw it out there. You know, today it's going to be 74, and tomorrow it's going to go into the high 50s, low 60s. Then it goes back up to, let's hear, by next Saturday, the high is 77.
That's
then it's
going
to go to 78, 79. I mean,
that is good golf weather.
Yeah, I just. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what else I can do to help you.
You're doing everything you can.
Anyway.
It's your turn to talk now.
Oh, it is? You're yep. done already?
I'm done. It's a short one this time.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So book two word count is at 10,198 words. I'm up 218 words. That's like, that's huge for me right now. I spent the week going over the first two chapters and changing all of the nonsense that I had written before. I'm hoping that I didn't rewrite nonsense with different nonsense.
That's a good goal to have.
Yeah. I don't want nonsense. I still have 585 active subscribers, same as you, nothing new. I'm not doing any promos. And also I completely forgot to send out my October newsletter because I don't really have anything to say. I need to like figure out some things about my life that people might want to hear or something. So I might do that this week and just kind of be a week late on that. But I don't have any unsubscribers because I didn't send out a newsletter. According to KDP, I have 2 ebook sales and 2 paperback sales in October, and 891 page reads. So like Brian Cohen says, I've been concentrating more on the sales rank rather than sales and page reads to kind of figure out my success. The Kindle edition was at the ranking of 1,004,660 on October 24th. Somebody did some reading on the 25th, and I know this because my rank shot up to 276,142, but then it went back down to 447,448 on the 27th. On the 28th, it went up to 139,647. Nice. So I can kind of see when there's page reads, you know, because of my sales rank. And I know on the digital, it kind of shows up right away on KDP. But as far as the paperback goes, you know, we don't see that sale until it's been paid for and shipped. But if you look at your sales rank, you can see when somebody bought one right away. So my paperback was so far into the basement, the floor was warm. It was at 1,348,493. Oh, makes me want to cry just saying it. That was on October 26th. Someone bought a copy on the 27th and my rank shot up to 157,447. So that's like over 1 million spots better. So that's really great.
Yeah, it's amazing to me with the ranking, because I do the same thing. I watch it, and then when I get a sale, I go to it, and it jumps up so high that it makes me think that like it went to what, 135,000? We said approximately.
My digital version,
right?
The paperback went to 157,000.
So it makes me think that when somebody buys a book and you went to 135,000, that means of the millions of books that are in there, only 135,000 books around there were purchased on that day, and you cracked into the one where everybody in that area that you're in sold one. And then if you sell a second one in the same day and it jumps up even higher, it's like, all right, now I have two. And the more that sell, the quicker, the slower you move up. So if you sell a fifth one, you move up a little bit more, a sixth one, a little bit more. And I remember when I was selling a bunch of them in a day because of those promos, I would move into the top 100 and I would be so excited about that.
Oh gosh, if I could just get below 100,000, that would be amazing. I think in my genre, that's going to be really, really hard to do. Yeah. Well, as of today, my paperback is down to 974,000. So unless somebody buys one, I'm heading back to the basement. But like you said it a million times, once you get book two out, then book one should sell a little bit more. So I'm banking on that. As far as my Amazon ads go, I have 40 ads running. The majority of them are keyword ads that are other book titles. And let's see, I've had 15,190 impressions and 14 clicks. So Brian says the average is one click per 1,000 impressions. So I'm just a little bit behind the curve on that by about 190 impressions. Hopefully somebody else will click on it. Still only one sale, but Brian says one sale per 10,000 impressions is about average. So I still have about 4,810 impressions before I should be concerned that I did not get another sale. On those 40 ads, I've only spent $2.69. So that's not bad. That's affordable. I'm going to keep running these ads and just kind of analyzing the stats. Brian says, wait until you get 100 clicks, not impressions, but 100 clicks before you analyze the ads closer to see what's working and what's not. So I still have a ways to go because I only have 14 clicks. but again, the money spent makes it worth it, I think. As far as my news goes, November marketing, I'm just going to continue to add 5 to 10 Amazon ads per week and see how they do. That's kind of my main focus in marketing right now. Book two news, it's really slow going. I keep finding things to interrupt my writing or finding things to distract me. As I was typing this outline, Kian came in my office to tell me that he got two more characters in his Marvel PS4 game.
Yay. Congratulations so these are to him.
Yeah, these are the kind of distractions that I have on, well, not on a daily basis because he's back to school now. But this week, I want to rewrite chapters 3 and 4. We do have more company coming tomorrow for a couple of days. So I'm going to kind of have to figure out when I have time to write. And you know, I don't think they're going to stay very long. So I should get some good writing done this week. I sent out nearly 24 autographed books on October 1st. And until I think Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, nobody knew where they were. I went to the post office. Mom went to the post office. A couple of other people who ordered the books would send me Facebook messages saying that they went to the post office. Friday, yesterday, and today, they were all finally delivered. So everybody that ordered an autographed copy now has theirs, except for my friend Maggie, who ordered hers last week. And I'm going to take that to the post office tomorrow. I bought another, I think I mentioned on the podcast a week or two ago, I bought another 20 author copies because I'm still getting requests for signed copies. Last week, I think I sold 4 of them just kind of around the town. So I do have more if anybody wants any. What's really cool about that, and this is probably really nerdy of me, but I really like that people are taking a picture of them holding my book and posting it on their social media. And the majority of them are people that I know, which is fine, because when they post it, a whole bunch of people that I don't know are seeing it. So I think that's always good. But that's all my news.
So for me, October is over now. It ended yesterday.
And it did that for all of us, not just for you.
Oh, it did? Oh, sweet. Uh-huh. Okay, good. Yeah. It's good. I did not reach $100 like I wanted to for the month. I got to $96.34 based on the estimation of the page read. So
I bought both your second book and your
Novella.
What's it called? Novella. Yeah. Hoping to get you there, but
I was wondering who that was. I saw that. I saw two paperbacks come in and I was like, oh, somebody bought book two and the novella. I wonder, that's strange. Okay. That's good to know.
I was trying to get you to 100.
So close. But, yeah. But again, like I said last week, I'm a grinder. I'm grinding this out. It's, you know, as I move away from this release in September, next month will probably be even less, which is fine because that's just how it goes. And then when book three comes out, it's funny. It really motivates me to want to get book three out there. But yet then I go to sit down and write and I'm like, oh God, this is terrible. And so I had a good week.
My world. I'm not the only one.
I mean, I had a good week. Don't get me wrong. I wrote every day, but there were a couple of days at lunch when I could have written more. And instead I watched a YouTube video or something like that. Mm. So I'm really missing the not going to the restaurants at lunch and writing, because I mean, I was going to go yesterday to the burrito place because it is open and they've got about every other table available. Mm-hmm. But I thought, would they really want me to go in there and sit for like 2 hours, not eating? What if other people want tables? And there's a lot less tables in there now than that are usually in there. And I just didn't go. And I wrote.
That was very thoughtful of you.
Yeah, usually I don't care because it's full.
Yeah.
None of the restaurants I go to, there's one up near work that sometimes would get to really close to full. And I just take up this one little two top table by the window. And it's my table every time I go in there, because I go in there at 11:30 before the place gets anybody in it. And there was like one time one summer where I thought, oh, it's full, there are people coming in, so I got up and left just so the table could be open. But other than that, I never have that problem. And now it's like, do I really want to do that? Number two, do they want me doing that? Are they okay with me sitting there? I'll put a mask on if they want me to put a mask on when I'm not eating. I don't care. But I just thought it just doesn't feel right. So
yeah,
I didn't do it. In terms of Amazon advertising. So after we talked last Sunday on the podcast, I went out and started creating ads, and I did it pretty much every night. And by the end of the week, I had 24 of them created, and it was based on the keywords that I had in my old ads, along with the Goodreads stuff that you had talked about, how to get Goodreads ads. And I figured out how to use that extension. What's it called?
Scraper, Instant data scraper.
Instant data scraper. Yeah. I figured out how to use that, and it was really easy to create a bunch of keywords. The hardest part was sorting them and taking the special characters out and getting them after that's done, you just copy and paste them and it's easy.
Well, there's an easy way to do that on Word. Did you click on the date? I think it's the data button.
I did was I used Excel. I put everything in a column in Excel, and then I just highlighted the column and did a find replace on each symbol. So I would be like, find print, open parenthesis, replace it with nothing, just hit replace all. It takes like 2 minutes. So it wasn't so bad.
Okay.
And I, like I said, I have 24 created now. It's time travel. It's, dystopian adventure. And then a fun one that I'll talk about here in a little while. So, looking at my stats, because that's what we like to do, of the 24, I have 4,032 impressions so far. I have 2 clicks, which is 1 every 2,000, which I don't like. I want it to be around 1,000. I actually want it to be less than, I want it to be around 800. That's when I get kind of happy with that. So, but I've only spent 32 cents. Each one was 16 cents. And so my cost per click is 16 cents. No sales, no pages read, no nothing. But like you said, be patient. Now I did put an end date on there of November 14th, but then when I created one on Friday afternoon, I think around lunchtime, I created one on Friday, and it changed all of them to the 21st to let them all run almost basically 3 to 4 weeks. They'll all run. Yeah. So then after that, like, what do you do? What are you going to do when you get close to your date end? What are you going to do?
Well, I have a good number, probably 20 ads that end on November 15th. So I will export those keywords. And when those particular ones end, I'll make new ones. Because Brian says that the shorter duration, it kind of like gets Amazon's attention more than the longer duration. So I'll just export those keywords and create new ads that are exactly the same with different start and end dates.
Even if you have some that are doing well, you'll actually stop them and create new ones?
Well, see, that's kind of the sticky part that he says. You need to have 100 clicks before you figure if something's doing well. Now, okay. If I have one that has like 5 clicks and some that have 0 clicks, I may extend the date on the 5-click one just to see if it keeps performing. And then if it doesn't, I'll go ahead and export and you know, make a new one with different start and end dates. Because like I said, he says that the shorter time frame works. So I'll just start new ones. But each week when I make my 5 or 10 new ones, so like the ones that I made last week, they end November. I didn't change my calendar on my wall here. They end November. Okay, so the first set I did, they end November 15th. The ones I did last week end November 22nd. So the ones I do this week, I'll end them on November 29th. And then that way I don't have like a whole bunch of ads that have the same end date where I'm exporting and making new ones and exporting and making new ones. I'm keeping them in kind of small groups.
Okay.
So.
All right. And just to talk about October real quick. So before I get into Facebook, you know, I mentioned October was my second best month of all time, but in looking at page reads, you know, my sales were less than, you know, I've had decent months with sales, based on either actually the two best months I've had with sales are the 2 months where I had releases, July of 2019 and September of this year, where I sold 79 books in July and 87 in September of this year. And that is based on the fact that I did all those promos, the book, bargain booksy and all those different types of email promos you can do. All the other months I have, you know, I think the max. Okay. So there was 1 month where I had 11 sales. That was without any promos. I only sold 11 books and that's, you know, I'm sorry, 13 books counting the paperbacks. Well, last month I sold 26 books total. So that's my highest month ever in terms of just book sales. And my highest month before this month in page reads, I had 3,200 page reads last month. That was my highest one. I doubled that to 6,200 this month. So again, I didn't get to the number I wanted, but everything is kind of trending in the right direction. Now, again, I assume I'll have less in November than I had in October because I have nothing to release. And I'm just pumping the same advertisers out there that I've been doing for the last couple months. And so I will say that things are kind of trending in the right direction. I realize that number is small. And if you go to Facebook and you go to the 20 Brooks group, I saw somebody post, and here's one right here. Somebody had 2,600. I don't know what that currency is, in whatever that currency is, but somebody had 1,000. They were excited about it. Somebody else had, I forget what it was, 633 for the month of October, and they're excited about it. I'm excited about 96 because it's my second best month ever, and my page reads are the highest, and my sales are the highest they've ever been without running any of the book promos. And the thing about those months is when I run those book promos, my book is 99 cents. So I'm not making any money off of it when I do it. To have 26 books sell at $3.99 or whatever the paperback prices are, whatever, you know, that's great. So I'm really happy about that. So that's how October went. Again, I'm hoping to kind of build on that in November. I just don't expect it to be more. In terms of Facebook. So the October ended with the two ads that I ran. Both of them ran about the same amount of days. And one of them finished, the first one I did finished at 25 cents per click. And the second one finished at 22 cents per click. They both were low, 19, 20 cents. And then at a certain time, they just started going up, not daily, but instead of like hanging out at 19 cents for 3 weeks, all of a sudden 2 days later, it's 20. Then 2 days later, it's 21. It kind of gives me an idea of when to end them. Maybe no one's reacting to them. I created So let me just say, it's weird though, the way it worked was the one that was 25 cents, they both ran for about the same amount of days. The one that was 25 cents per click had 32,000 impressions, had 475 clicks. The one that was 22 cents had 18,000, which is a little more than half, and it had 586 clicks, which is actually more clicks than the other one. I don't understand why that is, why the one that had almost half the impressions had more clicks. But what I did was I took a copy of that one and I started off November with that same ad just to see what would happen. So that is where I finished up. And I actually think Facebook, like I've said before, Facebook is what is kind of, I think, driving the page reads and the sales I'm getting right now. I'm sure that the book funnel and the story origin and the Amazon ads will have something to do with it, probably on a smaller scale, but I think the Facebook ads are really what's driving those sales.
Ads just cost me money and didn't bring in anything.
Yeah. Facebook is not afraid to spend your money.
No, they relish in it.
Yeah. You ought to try it again. If you have a month where you're like, oh, I'm going to spend $150. I'm just going to do it. See what happens. $5 a day for a whole month and just see what happens. I doubt you'll make it all. I mean, I've never made all the money back that I'm putting out there daily, but I'm doing this more now I am making some, so it's not a big deal, but I'm also doing it for experiment. For example, let me give an example. So I created all those Amazon ads throughout the week. And the fun one that I did was, I believe it was, let me just scroll ahead here. Was it Thursday or Friday? One of the 2 days there it is. It was Friday. So I created those two ads. I got a click on one of the Amazon ads, my first click. And I went to it to see what the keyword was that got the click. And of course, it was the same thing that's been getting me clicks forever. Nora Roberts, Time Was. She has a book called Time Was. It's like 15 years old, 20 years old, something like that. But yet for some odd reason, people are typing that into Amazon and still searching for it. And then they find my book and they click on it. And whether or not they buy it, I have no idea. But it's weird. So what I realized was one of the things that I had done in the second Amazon ad, I'm sorry, Facebook ad last month, the one that has a lot more clicks with a lot less impressions, I added Nora Roberts to the keywords of, you know, people who like, one of their interests is Nora Roberts. And I'm thinking, was this really, should I be piggybacking off of Nora Roberts for the rest of my life now with these books? Because that just, everything seems to trace back to that.
Yeah.
So I went in on Friday at lunch and I created an ad where I went into Kindlepreneur or Publisher Rocket. Mm-hmm. And I did a search for Nora Roberts for Amazon ads. And I created an Amazon ad that is straight Nora Roberts, her books, her name, all of those things. That ad was not out there 24 hours when I got a click on it. So my second click was on Nora Roberts ad. So I don't know what's going on there because she doesn't write time travel, straight time. I mean, Time Was is a time travel book, but it's a time travel romance book. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, it's so strange that that's what's happening. So I'm going to probably dive into this a little bit more and maybe really, really go after Nora Roberts in my targeting and see what happens. I might literally just create an ad with Nora Roberts' name and Amazon is the keyword. Just one. That's one keyword, her name, and just see what happens.
See what happens with that one word.
Yeah, it's so puzzling to me. So the ads I'm putting out there now on Facebook are just BookBrush videos. BookBrush has been doing these online, not classes, but just seminars where the woman who runs them will go in and just, she'll create ads. She'll take questions. How do you do this? Can you create one like this? She'll create them. And it actually gives me some ideas. I went in and learned about the background deleter or whatever it's called, background removal tool on BookBrush, something I hadn't used before. And I really like what it did because I've been looking for pictures that have silhouettes of people facing the other way so that I can put them in situations using their other images and videos. Well, it turns out if you go in and type, person back, something like that, it'll give you a bunch of images and then you can do the image removal and get just the silhouette of that person. And then you can take them, you can put them up against another picture and then you can add a video over top of it. So a couple of the ads I have running on Facebook in November are pictures I've created this way. And they're completely, one of them, I think I sent to you. Most of mine are like, here's destruction. Here's a moving video of a fire and here's a person. And those have actually been doing really well. I started creating those a couple months ago and those have been doing well. This one I created is here's a person looking over a city and it's raining on them and there's clouds roaming through. And I want to see that. I think that's my second one in November. I want to see how that one does compared to the fire ones. And cause I've really just stuck to one thing and I want to see if I can change it up a little and see what happens. So,
So
for November, I'll talk about Facebook first since that's where I'm at right now. What I did was I created 7 ads for Facebook in November, but they don't overlap each other. What they do is they run for periods of time. So the first one runs from November 1st to November 5th. The second one is the 6th through the 9th. Then you have like the 10, 11, 12, 13 through 16. I kind of divided up weekends and weekdays. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday would be a weekend. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday would be a weekday. I put more money on the weekends because I think that it seems to me that I get more page reads on the weekends than I do the weekdays. And of course I got like 48 page reads yesterday, which is way lower than what I had been getting any other day. So who knows if it's real, if that's true or not. But what I could have done is I could have created one ad that I just went in and edited whenever I want. If I want to change the picture, I edit it. If I want to change the amount, I edit it. But I do want to keep them separate because I can look at the stats and look at the numbers and see, did one do better than the other? Did one during the week do better than one other one during the week? What's the cost on the weekends versus the week? I just want to see how this works. And get an idea. I am going to stop doing Facebook ads at this number that I'm doing right now per month, which is a pretty good amount of money, because I feel like there's going to be a point where I've learned as much as I can learn. And until I get another book out there, my page reads and my sales are going to go down over time. So when the next book comes out, whenever that is, I'm hoping it's sometime in the spring, but I'm always very hopeful about that stuff. Then I'll start doing them again and I'll put money into it and I'll use what I've learned now to try to sell them. So that's kind of where I am with Facebook ads. And I know that when I stop doing them, my numbers will plummet, but what are you going to do? I am in 2 promos that started. One started the 27th, which was last Sunday, no, last Tuesday. The other one starts today. One of them, the one that starts 27th, runs through the end of the month. The one that started today runs through December 15th. So it's 6 weeks. I mean, they both have more than 100 books and more than 50 authors. And I mean, I'm hoping that I can get some clicks through there. I have an email going out today, like I said, in a couple hours that promos it. And I'm hoping that, you know, I get something from there. I don't really feel like I'm getting much from those mm-hmm. book funnel, those story origin sales ones. The newsletter ones are great. You know, you're going to get freebie seekers mostly, and that's fine. If you know how to turn those into readers, great. Mm-hmm. But the sales ones, I don't know. I don't feel like they're doing that well right now. And I could be wrong, because I don't know the difference between story origin, book funnel, and Facebook, who's buying what. It'll actually be a pretty good experiment in, let's say in December, I quit doing Facebook ads, to do those sales ones in December and see if I get anything from them. And maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe December or January, I'll do something like that just to see. So, mm-hmm. Like I said, I have the 24 Amazon ads, and I don't have any kind of a schedule right now to create more. Like you said, you were creating more, but I think if a keyword hits me or something catches me, I might go in Kindlepreneur it, Publisher Rocket it, Goodreads it, and see if I can come up with keywords to create a couple more ads. But again, I don't have any real schedule.
Brian says 5 to 10 per week.
Did he say, is there such thing as like how many is too many, or can you never have too many?
Well, you don't want too many running at one time, because, you know, that's a bit cumbersome, but that's why you do like the 2 to 3 week end dates. And then you export those keywords and add them again, if they're doing well. You know, he had talked about some people have 400 ads, and if they can hold on to that, then that's fine. And you can make little folders. Right now I just have active and completed, but I think I'm going to put some in folders for like, author keywords, for title keywords, for, you know, romance keywords, for, you know what I mean? Just, and that way it'll be easier to see what's doing what.
Are you talking about portfolios?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
Because what I do is... It's
really simple to do.
Okay. I didn't know you could... Because what I do is, I don't want to see, like, because you can't delete ads. So I don't want to see the... I mean, I have so many that I've run in the past year and a half or so. So what I do is I just put the date and the year. So like I have November 20 right now as part of my title. And then I just filter by that date. So then when I stop with all of these and I create all new ones, I'll name them something else and just filter by that. That way I don't see all the other ones.
He had us name them... hang on, let me get my little notepad here. So he had us name them with kind of the way that he does his, and it works for him. And you know, he said, if this doesn't work for you, do something different. But mine are like RH for Reluctant Heart, and then SPK for Sponsored Product Keyword Ad, and then book titles. And then... you know, you can add whatever codes you want, however you want to. So then there's also three levels of ads. So I'm still on the first level. I haven't even gotten near to doing second level ads.
What does that mean? Second level ads.
So when you start analyzing your ads, when you get all the clicks and you find the ads that are doing really, really well, those turn into second level ads. And then you make more ads that have similar keywords, or, you know, like you're doing Nora Roberts and those are doing really well. So then you might do your Publisher Rocket and find more keywords that other people search with Nora Roberts. Those would be like a second level. And then when you find more keywords that go with Nora Roberts and that go with the new keywords, and those would be third level. So you just kind of keep building your levels. But then you would want to name them. Like I would do RH for Reluctant Heart. I would do SPA for a sponsored, well, that would be an auto targeted ad. I would do SPK for a sponsored product keyword ad. And then I would say like L1 for level one. And then that way, when I'm looking at the ads, I know what these ads were targeting, where I am in this ad. So naming them is really important. And then creating those portfolios to keep it separate. Like when my ads are done, they go into the completed portfolio so that I don't even see them on the screen anymore. When I first open it up, it has everything. And then I just click on the portfolio that I want. And I only see those particular ads.
So I see like a filter by portfolio in here. I have to look into that. I didn't know you could do that. And I hated seeing, that's why I started naming them. I mean, I have FT dash for Forgetting Tomorrow, probably from when I did Brian's course back in January or whenever that was. And then I have November 20, and then I have time travel keywords one, and then 30 cents is pretty much how I did it. So I know what the bids are, but yeah. Okay. All right. So in terms of last week, it was busy. It was a busy week. I worked at lunch and after work on stuff every single day, because the weather was so terrible. I couldn't go out into my golf simulator. And so I worked every day. So Sunday, if you remember, I redid book one using Reedsy's publishing tools, formatting tools. Mm-hmm. Really, really like that a lot. I watched football during the day. The Browns won again. It's very strange. They're 5-2. I keep waiting for the wheels to fall off here, but
they last have a game week today. Was a little nail biting. Yeah,
it was a little scary. They can win today. I mean, they're playing a team who's 3-3 and has a terrible defense too. So it's going to be high scoring and they could lose. I have no idea, but I created 9 ads on Amazon based on the time travel keywords that we talked about. I also realized that I hadn't updated my website since I put book 2 out there. So I went to my website and it said book 2 coming soon. So I went in and changed it. So the Amazon link is in there and I got rid of that. I had to change the 2 novellas, which I wanted to write in 2022, from coming in 2020 to coming in 2021. Mm-hmm. So I kind of updated my website a little bit.
Did you update your about me section?
No, I don't think I have. Hmm. Let me just jerryevanoff.com/about. No, it still says human being.
Okay.
I probably should update that at some point.
I mean, it's good to know that you are a human being. And
yeah, that's probably people's first question when they go there. Is he a human being?
Well, I think it brings a validity to your books.
That's true. Written by a human being. Mm-hmm. In fact, let me just make a note here.
It's update. Like a lot of people say, like, only buy in the USA, read books written by human beings.
Written by humans. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fair. All right. I like that. I just made a note to update my about me. So next week when we talk, there will be changes.
I think I'm gonna do what?
Oh, so am I? That wasn't a threat.
No, I mean to motivate you to actually do it. Oh. Should we take away carbs again?
No. You don't have to motivate me because I have a funny idea in my head that I'm gonna do as soon as we're done.
So, okay. Yeah. I'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah. let's see. Monday, I wrote at lunch. I continue to work through the game segment. So what I decided, so this was tough. This game segment has been tough because this is chapter 6 and I'm writing this segment from 4 different POVs, but I wanted it all in the same chapter. I had asterisks separating each section, and I wanted to have person 1 starts playing the game and then something happens. So now we jump to person 2. They start playing the game and something happens. I don't describe everything again. They're all going to be in their own versions of the same room, but I'm not going to describe the room for all 4 of them because that would get boring for the reader. And then you have a dot, dot, dot. We go back to person 1 for some reason. And then all of a sudden that I realized that's really hard to write because I started thinking in my head, where are the cliffhangers? And I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to write in this one Scrivener text, all 4 chapters. I'll separate them by asterisks, keep them separate from me. And then once I'm finished with all 4 of them, I'll go in and deal with how to sort them up or split them up. Maybe I make them into 3 chapters or 5 chapters, or maybe it just stays 1 chapter. I don't know yet. But I'll weave it all together when I'm finished. So that's what I worked on Monday. And then let's see, Monday night, I put book 2 through Reedsy, updated all the links in the back and published that. And I created 4 more Amazon ads based on dystopian keywords. Tuesday, I wrote at lunch, continuing on my game segment. I actually finished up parts 2 and 4. So there's 4 characters. I finished up part 1 on Monday, parts 2 and 4 on Tuesday. And in the evening, I created 6 more ads using the action adventure keywords. Wednesday, I did not write at lunch. I don't remember why I did not. I did watch a replay of the book brush video in the evening where she talked about how to remove backgrounds. And that's where I made the video in book brush and set it up as my second Facebook ad in November. That's when I was talking about with the rain, which is different than the fire I have been using. Thursday, I wrote at lunch, working on that final section, the third section, the third character. And in the evening, I created another BookBrush ad for Facebook. And I also created six more ads using science fiction keywords, using Goodreads and all the stuff we talked about. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, that's when I talked about getting that ad for Nora Roberts. And that's when I went in and just created another ad around her, because the first ad from the time travel ones came from that time was. And then, like I said, at the end of the night, I already had a click on that Nora Roberts one. It's amazing how that's working. Continued on working on part three. So I started working on part three. And the reason I'm still working on that one is because as I'm working on part three, I'm realizing this part is going to be a little different. The other three are, you know, person one, they're going to try to figure out how to get through the game. Person two, he's really mad and he just wants out and he figures out a different way to do it. Person four, she kind of jumps the gun and does her own thing. Person three is really depressed about the fact that he was captured. So I need a reason that he's depressed. So I had to go back and edit chapter two or chapter three, add some stuff in for him. Then I realized I was changing what the scenery was and I had to go back and change person two's story a little bit. And so there's a lot going on. Once I get person three finished, I'll be really happy with not only that chapter, but everything leading up to that chapter. Chapter seven, I already wrote. So I'm on to chapter eight after I get this one done. I do have a little story about my building that I'm going to build in my back. So a month ago, I applied for a zoning permit, because you have to do that. You have to go through that scam and pay them money so that you can build a building on your own property where a building used to be that I had to pay to get taken down. It's such a government scam. And so I submitted it a couple weeks ago. I paid the guy who's going to do my construction on Monday. He wrote back to me and said, okay, I talked to the zoning guy. He said, you're good to go. He's going to mail you the permit. You just have to go pay for it. So on Monday, I drove over after work and dropped money in the box. And on Thursday, I hadn't heard anything. So actually it was the previous Monday. No, it was this past Monday. Yeah. So, I went over, I left him a voicemail. The guy who does it, the guy who does it is somebody that I know his name from high school. He was a couple years older than me. Yeah. You may know his name also.
Does it start with a Z?
No, it's not him.
Oh,
it's, yeah. So, I got at work at my regular job. Over the past couple of years, I've kind of learned that the best way to get stuff done when you're relying on other people is become a pest. And I've gotten over the idea of not liking being a pest. And now I'm happy to be a pest. And
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah.
I've been a pest since birth.
Yeah. I remember LBM. I remember Lindsay. Yeah.
Well, it's not even LBM. It's just, I want to keep things in people's ears so they actually do things.
Yeah. And it's not like I'm asking this guy to like build the building for me. I mean, I went over on Thursday. So I called Thursday. The construction guy texted me Thursday morning and said, he still needs a drawing of your property with the property lines and the footages. He needs to know your footage. And I'm like, I don't know any of that stuff. It's raining. I'm not going to go out with a 12-foot measuring tape and try to measure my property. That's stupid. So what I did was I got a piece of graph paper and I drew everything out. I drew where the building's going to be, where my driveway is, my neighbor's property, where I think the property line is. And then I went to the county's website. And if you search your property out, it actually gives you a picture and the measurements. I'm like, perfect. Mm-hmm. So I printed the picture and then I typed up a note that said, oh, by the way, my handwriting stinks. So here's what I just drew up for you. And I showed him what everything was. And then I went out and I took a picture of the cement slab where the building will be. And I added that. So I had this 3 pages in an envelope and I took it over and I left a voicemail for him. I was like, I'll just drop it in the mailbox, but I want to let him know it's coming. Make sure I know what he wants. And after about an hour and a half, he hadn't called me back because that's what he does. So he has one of those voicemails that says, you are calling for the zoning manager, please leave your name. So you leave your name and then it comes back and says, oh, they're busy right now. And I'm thinking he probably knows who it is and hits a button and that makes it busy. So I was like, screw that. I'm driving over. I don't care. So our utilities office and zoning office moved about 2 months ago. They moved over to a church out one street. And mm-hmm. this church. Now I saw it's pouring rain. It's lunchtime. I drive over with this envelope in my hand. I walk in the door and there's a metal detector and a cop like right there in the entrance. And as far as I know, the only thing there is the utilities office and the zoning guy. And I'm thinking, is this little city do? And I asked the cop, I'm like, so are you here like all day? He's like, well, there's two of us. We rotate in and out. And in my head, I'm thinking, yes, Newton Falls have like threats where they have to have a cop. My taxes are paying a guy to sit. It's ridiculous. So obviously he wouldn't let me through. He told another cop, hey, go tell that guy, that the zoning guy, that, you know, this guy's here waiting. So he comes out and I hand him the envelope and he opens it up and he says, this is perfect. This is exactly what I wanted. I'm like, good, because the guy wants to start Monday when the weather's going to be nice. And he's putting cement down first. And he's like, this is tell him he can start. This is great. So I'm like, all right. And we chit chat and we laugh. You know, I'm wearing a brown shirt. And he says, a good thing you're wearing a brown shirt, because if you were a Steelers one, I'd have revoked this thing right from the start. And I'm like, dude, if I was a Steelers fan, I wouldn't show it in public. You know, I said stuff like, and we laughed about all that. So I thought, this is great. So I get home and I text the guy doing my construction. Hey, he said, it's good. You're good to go. And he says, hey, can you send me a copy of the permit? And I went, oh, I didn't get one of those.
Oh, you have to have that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I called the zoning guy back and said, I need a permit. Can you get that to me? And he's like, oh, I need to get one more signature. The guy who signs it isn't here today. He's like, he'll be here later this afternoon. How about I just drop it off Monday while they're working? And I go, you know what? I'm off work tomorrow. I'm working from home. How about I just come over at lunch and pick it up? Because I could tell, like, I could feel that. And I've been rambling.
He wasn't going to drop it off on Monday.
Well, I've been rambling about this for a while and I apologize, but it's almost over. So then I could feel like the hesitancy in his voice where, oh my God, this guy's making more work for me, but I didn't care. So then I went over on Friday and naturally he didn't have it. So he said, well, I'll drop it off on Monday. So I texted the guy who's doing the construction. He's like, well, I'm not going to start until I get the permit. So now I'm really annoyed. It's like, I want this guy to start. I want him to start soon. And if he's not going to start until he gets the permit, I am going to be a complete pest to this guy until I get the permit that I want. So then I said, okay, great. And I sent my boss a Skype and I said, hey, I'm supposed to be in the office next week. Do you mind if I work from home Monday? He said, yeah, no problem. So on Monday, if this guy doesn't bring it by lunch, I'm going back to the zoning office again. And I'm going to keep asking him until I get it, because we have 4 nice days coming up next week. And I want him to be able to do the cement in the nice days and not when it's rainy or snowy.
Yeah. You have to take advantage of that.
Yes.
That's funny that you only work in the office 1 week out of the month and you're asking if you can work from home.
And I'm taking a vacation day Friday. So I'm only in the office 3 days next week. Yeah. So anyways, that's my zoning permit story. And I'm sure next week I'll have a fun update on it.
Let's see.
Saturday, I got up early. I had some breakfast. I went to the store, ran some errands, cleaned my house a little bit, did some writing on that section, on that third character in that chapter 6, went and got a haircut. And then the dad followed me back here because we had to take down the old golf simulator because that's where the building's going to go. And we need to clear that building. So a couple of ladders, we got up on the ladders. We took the tarp off of it, took the pipes down, put it all to, you know, I put it in the shed and I have the pipes laying there. I'll finish cleaning it up next week. They can do the cement part right now if they need to, but the area on the cement that exists where the building's going to go, I still have some stuff there. I need to clean that up. I'll do that next weekend. So that it'll be ready to go. And then afterwards I was really tired and I came in and took a nap and that was wonderful. Oh, my dog's crying. Why is my dog crying? Somebody must be outside.
Just growling at, the neighbors walking down the sidewalk.
He's doing it more and more. He's barking and growling at people when he doesn't, he was never like that. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
And then let's see, we turned the clocks back overnight. So I was able to get up an hour earlier this morning, which was nice. I always like it when people say, oh, we're turning the clocks back. I'll get an extra hour of sleep. And I'm like, no, you'll just get up an hour earlier. That's how it goes. I am going to create, I'm going to create some Facebook posts today to ask people to review me. I'm going to do the same thing I did a couple weeks ago when I sent an email out today that had information about the character for my first book, who it's based on, what movie that character's from. So what I'll do is I'll set that up in my Facebook post this week with the same thing. I'll do a time travel one. I'll do a please review me. I'll do a funny one. And then I'll do a, hey, I have some promos running. Click these links. I'll do the same thing I did last time and we'll see how that goes. I have to, let's see, football's on today, so I'll watch that. We're doing the podcast now. Make sure my November marketing is all set up. It should be ready to go, but I'll check it just to make sure. And then my web hosting is about to expire. I was telling you before we started recording.
Yeah.
My web hosting is set to expire, I believe, on the 17th of November, which is fine. I get paid on the 15th, so I was all ready to take care of it. The price of it went up. I'm going through Sitehost, and the price went up dramatically. I mean, what they want to charge me for what I have is $299. I don't remember what I paid when I set it up originally, although I can probably tell you pretty quick. And what they want to charge me, it seems pretty unbelievable.
I pay less than $30, and our websites are quite similar.
Yeah, so I'm not sure why. I'm trying, here it is. Okay, so I paid $71.40 to SiteGround on November 17th last year. Mm-hmm. And that looks like it's the only charge that I have through them. So now it went from $71 to $299. And that is ridiculous. So I emailed Kara, who did our websites, and I just asked her, hey, are you still recommending this? Because she had written back to me and said, yeah, it went up. It's terrible that it went up. It sucks. And I said, well, are you still recommending this? Because if that's what she's recommending, I'm going to go with it because she knows this better than I do. She said yes, although she did give me a few things I could do to maybe get that price down, which is cool. So I was get all ready like on the 15th to call them to take care. I get paid on the 13th this month, and that's a Friday, and I'm off that day. So I thought I'll just call them on the 13th to get it taken care of. I opened up an email they sent me a couple days ago reminding me again, hey, it expires in 21 days. And it says they're going to attempt to renew it automatically on November 2nd. I don't know why. That's tomorrow. So if I hadn't read this email, I would have woke up tomorrow with a charge to either my credit card or worse, my bank account for $299, and that's not good. So I have to take care of this today. I have to figure out what I'm going to do with them and call them. I'm probably going to call them and just ask them, can I just get 30% off? Actually, you get 30% off if you renew for a longer period, which means you got to pay more up front, which is fine. I don't want to do that. So I got to call them today and just figure out what I'm going to do. I'm going to complain about the fact that it went up, and I'll just see if they offer me any specials or something, because it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a huge increase.
Yeah. Let's see what else today. That's about it for today. That's about it for today. So that was my week, and I really talked for a long time.
Makes up for the news when you didn't talk for a long time.
That's true.
Yeah. Monday I had 3 classes. Sunday night, Kian's ear, like on the outside, was really swollen and red and itchy. And I thought maybe, 'cause he got his hair cut. And so I thought maybe it was like something that the barber put on his head that he had some little allergic reaction to or something. But then he started saying that it was hurting on the inside. And he's that kid that when he has an ear infection, he does not get a fever. He doesn't get a sore throat. He doesn't get like all of the normal symptoms. So Monday morning, I took him into the doctor right away. And she said that he has swimmer's ear. And I just kind of chuckled because he hasn't been swimming. But she said what probably happened was when he got the haircut, you know, the little hairs that are kind of left behind, he probably had some little hairs like in the crease of his ear or something that was itching. So he was scratching and scratching and scratching and putting his dirty little boy fingers in his ears and wiggling them around and trying to itch, you know, and that caused the inside of his ear to swell and bring fluid to the area because, you know, his fingers have bacteria on them. So basically it turned into swimmer's ear for the non-swimmer. But he got some ear drops and he's totally fine. I took him back to school and then I worked on Amazon ads and watched some TV. Tuesday, I had 2 classes. I walked 2 miles after the bus went, did a bicep tricep workout, worked on book 2, just more polishing of chapter 1. I feel like maybe I'm starting to get to the over polishing. So chapters 1 and 2, I'm considering done at this point. Pre-editing done, and I'm just going to move on with the book. Wednesday, I taught 4 classes. I did yoga and a chest and back workout, ran a bunch of errands that took up hours, like more hours than I thought it was going to take. So that was a no writing day. Thursday, I had 3 classes. I skipped our normal Thursday walk because it was raining. We were getting some remnants of the hurricane that hit Louisiana, which my friend who lives in Louisiana had a tree fall on her house through the roof. She's displaced. Some family, they were down visiting with their RV and they extended their trip by a week. They're staying with friends, and my friend is staying in the RV with her family.
I saw that Instagram post, and I was wondering why she was in the RV.
Yeah, because a tree fell through her house. There's so much damage. Everything in her closet is absolutely ruined because it got insulation in it. It broke a pipe in the wall, so there's water damage from the front of the house to the back of the house. Yeah, it's a mess. But anyway, we got rain from that, so I didn't walk. I worked on book two a little bit. I watched more TV. I got distracted a lot. I didn't get a whole bunch done. Friday, I had two classes. I did yoga and a workout at home. Anna, she woke up really early and she was super tired, so she didn't feel like participating in our yoga, which is fine. Everybody needs a day off. I did work on book two a little bit. I watched more TV and mopped the floors. Saturday, I only did half of the laundry because I had more errands to run. I don't know what's going on with all of these errands, but keep finding things that I need to do. I did work on book two a little bit. I finished chapter two, taking out all the nonsense and rewriting it. I reorganized the kitchen to avoid starting chapter three. And then yesterday was Halloween, so I went over to Anna's, and Anna and I passed out candy while Jeremy took Kian trick-or-treating. He was a bat this year. I think because he knows that I hate bats, they really creep me out. But this is the first Halloween since we moved to Georgia that Jeremy's been home. He's always been deployed or TDY or whatever. So Kian was so excited to go trick-or-treating with Dad. And we had a good time. After trick-or-treating was over, we cleaned everything up because we had set up a table, you know, like a card table, and put a Halloween tablecloth on it. And then we just put piles of candy so that the kids could just grab the candy. So it's kind of like a social distancing trick-or-treat. The one neighbor, she used a little scoop and she scooped the candy into the kids' bag so that no parents had to worry about, you know, dirty hands, COVID hands, you know, touching the candy.
I saw a Snapchat video yesterday of someone who her kids were it's approaching Santa Claus, which I guess comes out on Halloween now. I guess Santa Claus is now on the Hallmark movie schedule. And he had a giant PVC pipe and he was up in the ground, up high in the air. And it had to be 20 feet long, and he would put the candy in the pipe. It would come down and jump up into the air and jump onto the ground, and the kids were running for it.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. After trick or treat was over, we cleaned up and we stuck around Anna's for about an hour and watched some Big Bang Theory, which is always fun. Today I'm going to finish laundry. I'm going to get next week's calendar in order. Anna wants me to help her move some furniture around, so we're going to do that. And then I just need to do some food prep for the upcoming week. And that was basically my week. A lot of avoiding writing. I don't know why, 'cause I love it. I think I even sent you a text with a paragraph that said writing is so much fun. So I do love it, but I don't know. I don't know what it is. As far as my running list of future things,
I know what it is. It's the same reason that I avoid writing, because if you don't know the plot of your story, you don't sit down and write it.
Yeah.
That's what I think it is, because that's what I do. Like, I have this game section where if I don't know what's going to happen, it takes a lot for me to actually sit down and start typing. And the best way for me to get past it is just start typing. And the minute I start typing, over time, it comes to me. And then other parts of the story come to me. It's just that initial sit down and putting my hands on the keyboard that is the hardest part.
Yeah.
I know you said last week that you weren't sure where some of the storylines were going to go, and I'm wondering if that's what it is. I don't know.
I think it is, because, you know, if you look at Save the Cat for Romance, it's, you know, the meet cute, the dating stuff. And then in the middle is kind of like the big event, the breakup. And then you have more of other stuff, this push pull. And then at the end, you have they're together and live happily ever after. So those two middle sections where they're dating, push pull, where they're broke up, push pull. I'm having a hard time with this book figuring out what kind of activities can they do that keep the reader engaged enough to get to that big, you know, big event, the breakup, you know, and then what events can happen to keep the reader interested enough to get to the happily ever after. So that's kind of where I am. Like, what can I do to make this exciting? And with the first book, for some reason, it was really easy. It's really
that's the one that's the one you had said you had in your head for years.
Yeah, well, yeah, months, but I didn't have the whole thing in my head. I didn't have all of those little detailed chapters going. So I think once I get past these first four chapters, like I said, I finished two of them. Once I get past three and four, that's, you know, the meet cute will have already happened. They would have already had their first date. And so then maybe it'll come to me, you know, to, and I know like the whole subplot to work up to the big event. So I'm really excited to write it because I know it's going to be good. There's a stalker, there's a fire, there's an accident. I mean, like it's going to be pretty big. So I'm excited to get it out there.
I was going to suggest that you sit down and maybe watch a couple of Hallmark movies to give you ideas, but then you said stalker, accident, and fire. And I thought, well, those aren't in Hallmark movies.
So. No, this book is completely different than the, it's not as sticky sweet as the first one. Because Maggie is not as sticky sweet as Casey. So yeah. What are your running list of future things to do?
Sorry, I was putting in a fantasy football lineup. Let's see. We're getting close.
I believe it was the first episode that I joined you and you said, hey, if you're going to be on this podcast, you have to pay attention.
Well, I didn't say I was going to pay attention. All right. So I actually just have the one. It's the one that I've had for a while, but there's progress on it. I'm getting my book up on the website to sell paperbacks. Remember last week I said that Dave Chesson had sent an email out that I hoped would just tell me step by step how to do it. And I also hoped it would be really easy, like maybe five minutes. And none of those things were true, but he did give a list of plugins you could use for WordPress. And one of them is WooCommerce. I'm going to email Caro and see what she thinks of it. I think she listens. So maybe she'll email me before I even email her. And just find out another. And I found out about a 2.5 hour video on YouTube that shows you from very beginning to very end. It actually shows you, here's how you set up a website. Here's how you install WordPress. Now here's how you install WooCommerce. We're already past the how you set up a website thing. I can install the plugin.
You call Caro.
What's that? Yeah,
you
exactly.
You call Caro.
That's step one, call Caro. So I'm going to go ahead and I started watching the video. It looks a lot more complicated. No. He looks like he's doing a lot more than what I want to do. I don't want to set up a store, although maybe I do. Maybe I want a page that is a store and then I have to, and that's as far as I've gotten. He sets up a store and he starts adding products and prices. And that's as far as I've gotten so far, but I am going to keep watching it and try to determine if I can use that. I'll see what she says. And if I can use that, that's something I'm going to work to do over the next, however long it takes me to do it.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can get a page though, where I have three books, and as I have new books come out, I can easily add them, and I'll order maybe five to 10 of them at a time and just have them sitting in my back room, and I can just sign them and ship them out. I think it handles shipping and taxes and all that stuff. So,
oh, see, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm
figure
gonna
figure that out and then pass it on and
tell you. Okay.
Yeah. Cause people keep asking me for the t-shirts, like the one that you're wearing, and they keep asking me for books. And then I had somebody say, can you just mail me a bunch of bookmarks? And I was like, okay, but if I could do that online, that would be better.
You could set up a Cafe Press page, just cafepress.com. Yeah. But I think I want it on my site. I don't want to redirect someone to Cafe Press. So
yeah.
That, maybe I you can do that. I don't know.
Too. Yeah. I did it for the New Author Podcast shirts. And it was kind of like, I didn't do like the regular store. I just kind of did like a group order. And so nobody shipped until the order had finished.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyway.
In terms of addicted to, again, second straight week, I don't really have a whole lot. I mean, I watch, you know, the videos I watch on YouTube. I did watch a lot of Star Wars stuff leading up to The Mandalorian starting on Friday. And then yesterday I watched The Mandalorian Friday night. I love it. It's really, really good. I'm trying to get the dad to watch it because it's kind of a Western and he told me he would check it out. I don't know if he will or not, but, He said he would check it out. And so there were some really, really good reveals or Easter eggs in the first episode. So I wanted to learn more about them. So I watched a lot of Star Wars stuff. That's probably the closest thing I have, but I don't really have an addicted to where every night I sit down on my TV and watch some specific thing. What else TV am I? It's The Mandalorian. I'm watching Amazing Race. Big Brother just ended. So I really don't have much in the way of TV other than The Mandalorian. It's only 8 episodes and it comes out on Fridays. So that's
I'm waiting for you to put under your addicted to section, reading Lindsay's book because it's so good. I can't put it down.
Well, I mean, I'm reading it. Yeah, I'm just slow. I am super, super slow at reading. That's all. I think, in fact, I think I addressed that, or did I address it already? Oh no, I addressed it in my email that's going out later today. There's a thing about me. There's a thing about me reading and the books I'm reading and all that stuff. So yeah. So you'll see that.
Well, Jeremy's on chapter 13, which is awesome. So okay. Yeah. My addicted to just trying to stick to my calendar. I look at my calendar a lot during the day, trying to get things done, but I would say watching Different Strokes. That's kind of what I've been, I just put Different Strokes on my TV. I started watching it from season one, episode one. I'm about halfway done with season two now. And I need to maybe like write a chapter and then watch an episode and then write a chapter. But what happens is I write a chapter or I work on the book, like three sentences, and then I watch like four episodes because the next one just automatically starts, you know?
Yeah.
So I need to figure that out. And did you know that Alan Thicke wrote and sang the intro to Different Strokes?
I did not know that, but I'm not surprised because I know he did that. He wrote a bunch of them.
Yeah. When I listened to it, I was like, boy, that sounds like Alan Thicke. And then I looked it up. I was like, oh, it is Alan Thicke. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's my addicted to. As far as this week goes, I teach four classes every day. My schedule is full, 5 to 7 every morning. Monday, I'll do yoga and a lower body workout at Anna's after the bus goes. Jeremy's aunt and cousin will be here at some point in the day. So I'm going to write, but I'm not sure what time they're getting here. So they're going to get here before lunch. You know, I would love to take his aunt to Lane Farms, which is only about, you know, 10 miles from here. It's this big peach farm, but they also do nuts. I forget what kind of nuts they do, but it reminded me of the Dole Plantation in Hawaii. Do you remember the Dole Plantation? So when you walk in, it's like that big store, and then you kind of go to the back, and that's where you can get lunch and
ice cream,
get pineapple ice cream. Yeah. So at Lane Farms, you walk into this big store. It's kind of the same deal. And then you go to the back and you can get lunch, like chicken fingers, burgers, you know, stuff like that. And then you can get peach ice cream. So Georgia is the land of peaches. So you can get peach ice cream. But I really think that Aunt Vicky would just love it there. So if they get her early enough, we might do that. If not, maybe Tuesday. I'm not sure how long they're staying. They may head out on Tuesday. I just really don't know. So I have to kind of play it by ear those couple of days. Tuesday morning after Keegan goes to school, I have a doctor's appointment. But then after that, I'll have the rest of the day and I can work on book two. Unless Aunt Vicky and Jonathan are still here, then of course I'm going to visit with them. Wednesday after the bus goes, I'll do yoga and a chest and back workout, work on book two. I have a chiropractor appointment in the afternoon, which I'm really excited for because my neck has been a mess for a couple of weeks. Thursday, I have a hair appointment in the morning and then I'll work on book two and meal plan for next week. Friday, yoga and ab workout, work on book two. Saturday, laundry, order groceries, catch up on whatever I'm behind on from the week. I would like to, if I don't run any errands during the week, because there's always errands, then maybe just plan to do that on Saturday. And then according to my calendar on my iPhone, Saturday is Indie Author Day.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I didn't know we had
a day. Neither yeah, so I feel like I should do something to celebrate, like maybe write. I don't know.
So, you know, and I could be wrong here, but Saturday is Indie Author Day and Sunday is the day we should have been getting on an airplane.
Yeah, I'm trying not to think about that. Yeah. That really makes me sad. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to be a year behind, you know, like I should have gone this year to learn all of these new things. And now I have to wait another year when I have two, possibly three books out, you know. Anyway, Sunday we'll do the podcast. I will food prep and Zoom with our friends and write. And that is my week.
Mine is a little different this week than normal because I am back in the office, but I'm working from home Monday, like I said. So I'll write at lunch, probably head over to the zoning area, permit department people at lunch and bother them again until I get that stupid thing. It's literally just a piece of paper. And the zoning guy has not, he's told me, and he told the construction guy, you can go ahead and start. And the construction guy says, no, I don't start until I get a permit. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's fair. I get it. I'm not going to argue with his business practices. That's how he does it.
Yeah.
That's how he does it.
I thought that's the way it was only allowed. And I'm surprised the zoning guy said he can go ahead and start and I'll bring it over later.
Yeah. Which who knows if he's actually going to bring it over. So Tuesday through Thursday, I'm back in the office. I'm going to meet a friend one day for lunch. I don't know what day that'll be, probably Thursday. And then another day, probably Wednesday, I'm going to go golfing with another friend, because it's going to be in the 60s as the week goes on. And then on the third day, which I guess this would be Tuesday, I'll probably go to Moe's because I haven't been there since the last time I went there. And which is pretty much what you can say about any place, is I haven't been there since the last time I've been there. And I'm going to write while I'm sitting there eating my lovely chicken quesadilla. Friday, I took a vacation day, so I'm off work completely. So Friday, Saturday, I'll write both days. I don't really have any plans. I'll have to clean up the back cement area where the building's going to be built. I gotta finish cleaning that up, put some stuff away, you know, keep the house clean as best I can. And that's about it. Sunday, football. Browns are off on that day, so I'll probably be a little bit less interested in football. As football is being played, I'll have the Red Zone channel on, I'm sure, but I'll probably be paying attention to the writing stuff more than anything. We'll do the podcast, and that's pretty much my week.
It always sounds easy until next week when we talk about our week and we're like, but this happened and that happened.
It's pretty much right too. You have anything else?
No.
All right. Thanks everyone for listening. If you want to find me, you can find me at jerryevanoff.com. Hopefully it doesn't get suspended the next couple of days because I didn't pay for it. Email me jerry@jerryevanoff.com. Find me on Twitter and Facebook, JerryE25 on Twitter. You can just search my name, Jerry Evanoff Author on Facebook. You can check it out there and see what I'm posting this week on my author page. And then I'm on Snapchat. And what's the other one? Instagram. I'm on those. Instagram, although I don't really do much on Instagram other than just stalk Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey.
And oh, I love
a couple of your friends.
That's Angela Kinsey's haunted house that they did on the side of their house?
Not yet. Oh, I'll have to go back and look. Yeah.
Yeah. Her husband built this haunted house and it's pretty decked out. It's nice. And then I think Creed Bratton went down and went through it.
Well, he's a neighbor of hers.
Yeah. Yeah. He lives
The more I listen to that Office Ladies podcast, the more I really, really like Angela Kinsey.
Yeah.
Not the office person, not Angela Martin, the office character, but just Angela Kinsey. She is hilarious. And she's got a potty mouth, and it all makes me laugh. So yeah.
You can find me at lindsayevanoff.com. Email me lindsay@lindsayevanoff.com. I'm on Facebook, Lindsay Evanoff Author, Instagram, Lindsay Evanoff Author, and Twitter, Evanoff Lindsay. If you like our podcast, give us a review on the podcast page. And until next week,
don't forget to register to vote, everyone. Thank you. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the New Author Podcast. Check back next week for another episode. And for more information, find Jerry at www.jerryevanoff.com and Lindsay at www.lindsayevanoff.com.